Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in today. And we're skipping our normal little intro, but I'm glad all of you Blood River Radio family members are in here. By the way, that intro, this is a little bit out of ordinary. That little intro is for the birthday of Miss Isabella Edwards, James Edwards' oldest daughter. She was 16 years old today. I was there the day that child was born, and I'm kind of emotional right now, so kind of overlook everything. I guess I was there the day that child was born. When I was with the TPC every week, I would go out to, first of all, the bean field. Later, we progressed to a better studio in James's property. And so I would get there early to James's house. And later, as the kids got older, I kind of tend to be on the rough side. I would rough house with the kids. Little Izzy, I nicknamed her. She'll always be Izzy to me. I don't care. People say, oh, she's sophisticated. She has to be Isabella. Well, that ain't for the Belvedere. She'll always be little Izzy to old Papa Eddie. But we would go out there. I would take him ice cream. Little Izzy's favorite is chocolate chip mint. Mint chocolate chip, whatever you say it. The little boy, Henry, will eat like me. He'll eat anything with sugar in it. But anyway, they got three kids now. But those children were really special to me, got really attached to them. I mean, when you go, me and James go back, God, almost a quarter of a century before he got married. But we had those kids. He has those kids, and I just love them. And I got really, really attached to them. I don't get to see them as much as I used to. But that song, this show, this first hour is dedicated to Miss Isabella, a.k.a. Izzy. Papaw's girl. I hadn't seen her in a long time, but she's like the song says, she ain't a baby anymore. She's a beautiful 16-year-old girl, and I can't believe that much time has gone. But happy birthday to you, Miss Isabella, aka Izzy. You'll always be Izzy to old Papaw Eddie. And I know we can't ride horsey and all that stuff anymore, but maybe we'll get to go on another outing with the TPC, Blood River, et cetera, et cetera. But once again, I'd just like to say happy birthday, Miss Izzy, Miss Isabella. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm sure you did. I'm sure your family loves you very much, and I'm sure you had a great day. And continue on to having it and enjoy being young. And try not to worry about too much extraneous crap that you can't control. Enjoy being 16 years old. And God bless you, John. God bless you. You'll always be special to Papaw. Anyway, people, today is you're listening to Blood River Radio, just in case you're tuning in and you don't know who the hell you're listening to. And we are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. All over the creation, anywhere you can pick up radio waves, hopefully from here to the moon. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And just in case you wonder what day it is, sometimes I forget a lot, so some of you people might be absent-minded like me. It is March the 21st in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2026. And there is no name under the sun. I guarantee you, no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Lord. Let me tell you what, folks. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your lips that God raised Jesus Christ on the third day, you shall be saved. If you believe in your heart, confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have used that a bunch of times, and I'm using it today. And people, next on the list, as you well know, if you're listening to a Christian radio show, we're going to go to a prayer. And I hope my younger brother in arms is ready to do a prayer. He does a great job. And if you will, and who's my younger brother in arms? He's none other than Will. None other than Will. Will, if you will, brother, if you don't mind, take us to the Lord in prayer.
You bet, Eddie. Father God in heaven, what a privilege it is to come, Lord, and be a testament to you with our brothers and sisters out there listening to us. And Lord, I pray that you will bless this this Blood River radio broadcast, Lord, that it may be pleasing to you. And Lord, with the remnant that's out there listening to us, Lord, we just pray that we lift them up, Lord, and the conversations that we will have this afternoon will be to further your kingdom and to further the cause of our people, oh God. And I just pray for those that are under the weather, infirmed, and otherwise down, Lord, we pray that they will be supernaturally lifted up by you, knowing, Lord, that there is blood that was sacrificed for us to save us, oh Lord, and that being your blood, your precious blood, Lord. And we call upon that name to cover us now. Cover this broadcast, Lord. Keep us free from any of the enemy's intervention. Lord, we just pray that you bind that up and crush them under your heel. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, much younger brother Will. Thank you so much for doing that. Also, we have to mention our donor. Not that we have to, without people to support us with their money, with their sacrifice. And I'm telling you what, money's, it doesn't go anywhere when you get it, but it's hard as hell to get. But anyway, here's the people who've been keeping us on the air. Matt the Mole. Old Matt the Mole, golly, he'll always be special to me. He was on, I think, last week. I rode to Charlottesville and back with Matt the Mole. We went through, right through the epicenter, the absolute bloodiest part of the Battle of Charlottesville. Yes, sir, it's coming up on the 10 years. If I live, if I don't die, there's a lot of stuff wrong with me right now. We would like to go to and broadcast from Charlottesville on the 10th anniversary. If there's a will, there's a way. And matter of fact, Jason Kessler has already said he wants to go. And I said, if Jason can go, I'd like to go up there, and I'd like to rock and roll, man. I'd like to stick a thumb right in their damn face. Also, Scott, a.k.a. Kilroy, big old donation a while back. I hope I didn't forget to mention their name. And the never-ending Sasquatch. Sasquatch sent a great donation in. He supported us from day one. He used to be a big-time supporter when I was really, really, really heavier and into St. Jude than I am right now. I still am, but things have changed a lot. It's a lot harder to raise money, but Sasquatch donated to everything. He pumped a lot of money into St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But I guess that's what us evil, racist, anti-Semitic Nazis do. We donate, we work our ass off for Children's Research Hospitals. Also, Biscuit. Biscuit down there in the swamps. Yes, he is. Biscuit's he's a swamp critter. But I tell you, without Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. And the never-ending blood brother, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio's own AZ, up close and personal with the BC. Yep, we were brothers, buddies, brothers big time. And Miss Buddy, yeah, these people, we have organic support. We don't have any big donors, corporate donors, but these people, these are some of the people that keep us going. I'd like to thank them very, very much. And I think, Will, I think that's pretty much got it. With a quick outline, we're rendering donating this show to Little Izzy, Little Sweet 16 Izzy, who I used to play horseback with, and I throw it around on the floor, her and her brother Henry. I didn't get to play with the baby too much because I started this program before she was born, really. And anyway, so who else? Here's the quick outline. It's going to be Franklin and me, Will Franklin, for an hour, hopefully 15 minutes. But we don't want to interrupt his family life anymore necessary. We keep him as long as we could, but he's got other commitments. Also, second hour is going to be Don Wassel. It's going to be me and Don Wassel. Don Wassel's, he is the one responsible for this website I'm looking at right now, AmericaFreedomNews.us. He also has a website called Cast Football. We're going to get heavily into Cast Football. And I have some notes here somewhere talking about how I said that has the cult of clergy, which was the planned replacement of the European people. Is that, do we see the fruition of that coming to fruition in the modern day professional, especially professional sports, college sports, even getting into high school sports nowadays, where blacks have been allowed to completely take it over? We'll talk about that in the second hour. Third hour, Gene is going to be out. It's going to be, we have a great friend of mine. He's always really inspired me. Sam Dixon, a great man. He really is. He called hell for being an attorney. He was labeled as a Klan lawyer. It's all the usual bad names. We have Mark Tommy coming on. They'll be shotgunning the third hour. And so with that, I've already eaten up a good bit of time. We're going to get Will in. And here's their first. Hey, we got that all in before the first commercial. So happy birthday again, Sweet 16, Izzy. We'll be thinking about you this whole hour. Be right back, folks. Take a break.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
A Bienes is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Bloody River Radio family, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for holding on, and thank you for the long intro we had in the first segment. But like we said, we are family here. You know, we fight amongst each other sometimes, but you can fight, you can even draw blood. Like I was just telling Will during the break, I have a friend, my best friend, since 1963, and we literally fought, I mean hard, and I don't think we ever broke bones, but we brought blood, but we die for each other. That's just the way real men are, and that's especially white men. Our white circle is shrinking so small. That's why we got to value our people. So, and the people I'm thinking about today is little Miss Izzy, Miss Isabel Edwards. I hope she has a wonderful, wonderful time. I hope she has a long life and enjoys all the fruits of life. But anyway, little Izzy will be thinking about you today since it's Sweet 16. And I hope he has some good cake, too. And don't let Henry eat up all the cake, because I know he's like old Papa here. He likes that cake now. Anyway, Will, take off. I know you said you wanted to talk to your favorite politician, Ted Cruz. I heard you're really crazy about that guy. So tell us why.
Yeah. Oh, boy, howdy. before I start talking about Ted Cruz, I'm going to talk about somebody just as popular, I guess, and that's Benjamin Netanyahu. and I'm going to tie these two characters together, Eddie. This week, there's an ongoing debate if Benjamin Netanyahu's dead or not dead, or if the people we keep seeing on these videos are artificial intelligence. I don't know. But what I will tell you is there a couple days ago was a press conference that supposedly had Benjamin Netanyahu addressing some members of the press in Tel Aviv. And this has made a little bit of the news, Eddie, but I don't know how much it's made, but it should enrage Christians, what I'm about to say, but it really hasn't. And what Benjamin Netanyahu said, and this isn't an exact quote, but I'm going to say this is like a bar of ivory soap. This is probably like 99.99% accurate. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, had no advantage over Genghis Khan when it comes to history. Now, I'll remind people of who Genghis Khan was. Genghis Khan was a warlord, a nomadic warlord that lived in the 12th century. He came out of Mongol. He was an Asiatic warlord. And on horseback, he rode all through those areas, reaching up to Turkey and Eastern Europe and that sort of thing, and was responsible for the murder of hundreds of thousands of people and the subsequent rape of hundreds of thousands between him and his soldiers, of women, all through those territories that he conquered. And this fella, Benjamin Netanyahu, is comparing our Lord Jesus Christ to Genghis Khan and puts them not on equal footing, but he actually said that Genghis Khan maybe had the advantage over Jesus Christ. Now, I can't tell you what context he meant on this, Eddie. I don't even know what the man was trying to say, but he said it. Now, he's walked back some of this. The government of Israel's come back and said, oh, that's being taken out of context. That's not what he meant to say, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he said it. Now, they have come back and said, now, remember, Israel, this is the government of Israel. They said, Eddie, you're going to love this, that Israel, there is no better place to be a Christian than in Israel. that they love Christians, and they protect Christians, and they honor Christians. Folks, it would only take you a few seconds on the Google machine to pull up some videos on just how much they love Christians. They love you so much that if you stand on a street corner in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem and you talk about Jesus Christ, you're going to be laying on the sidewalk, and they're going to spit on you. Then they're going to haul you off into jail because it is the law that you cannot proselytize using the name of Jesus Christ in Israel. That's how much they love you. And to have the prime minister of Israel to come out and compare Jesus Christ to a bloodthirsty Asiatic warlord responsible for hundreds of thousands of murders at his time. Eddie, I don't even know what to say to that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, my mind immediately went back to what Jesus Christ said. And I know I've said this 100 times, but you can't say it too much. I tell my evangelical Christian friends, especially, aka Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists is kind of like a generic for these airhead pseudo-Christians. I tell them, don't tell me what. By the way, there was a pastor died, I think today or yesterday. It was Gaines. He's Steve Gaines. He was a pastor of a mega church, Bellevue Baptist. And I know a lot of people boo-hooing and stuff. And I'm not saying, man, I'm glad the man's dead, but I just hope he accepted Christ as his Savior before he died. Because people, and I'm getting to the point, believe it or not, in my opinion, from what I know about your average Judeo-Christian, your Christian Zionist, you're going to bust hell wide open. And I'm not judging you as like the Bible says, you judge, you shall be judged. But I'm just trying to set you straight. You can't worship Israel and you can't worship Jews. Those are false gods. And one of the commandments, wills, as you well know, says you should have no other gods before me. And right. that's what people like the Southern Baptists have done. If you don't believe me, go to I like the King James Bible. I know some people don't, but it's just what I started off on. If you go to the King James Bible and you look up in John 8:44, it's just one of many verses. I'll tell them, don't look. Listen, don't tell me what Steve Gaines told you about the Jews and Jesus. Don't tell me what the, and Adrian Rogers was almost like a god. I remember Adrian Rogers was he was straight up, I think, for before I really got into doing the church and stuff. But don't tell me what they said. Let's go and see what this guy named Jesus said. After all, we name our religion after this guy named Jesus Christ. Christ Christian, Christ Christian. See where we get that, the root, how we got
the red letters, Eddie. Go to the red letters.
Red letters. And Jesus Christ looked at them in the eyes, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and he told them, he said, you are of your father the devil. That's what you are. You are of your father the devil. He was the chief liar. He told the first lie. He came to kill, to steal, to rob, to do all evil stuff. No one hates a Christian. No one hates Jesus Christ more than the devil. And that's who Benjamin Netanyahu is. He is the damn devil. He is the son of his father, the devil. All those Jews are. Can they be saved? Yes, they could be saved. If Benjamin Netanyahu, now, we'll say this caveat. There is a scripture that if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's the, I know you'll correct me on this. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's the only unforgivable sin. And I've heard different people say different things about what that means. But Rabbi Salsas, whatever, if you haven't gone too far, you can. You can bow a knee, bend the knee, and you can beg, you can confess. If you will confess your sins and turn from your wicked ways, and if you will, you know, do what the Bible tells you to do. Just what I just read it a minute ago, or said it a minute ago. If you'll believe in your heart that Jesus was raised on the third day and confess with your lips, you shall be saved. But they're not going to do that. They want. And if one more thing about being one of these sacred Jews, and I told this, I wish I could remember the name of that preacher. I'm going to look him up during the break. The missions minister at Bellevue Baptist Church. And I'm not really proud of this. In a way I am, in a way I'm not. I called him in his own church in the foyer when I was trying to get him to get the sailors in to invite him to speak. He started going off how I was a hateful spirit and the sailors were kind of hateful spirits. And I told him, I said, brother, you are a coward and you are a liar. You know you're telling you're a coward and you're a liar. So help me God, I said that to this guy in his own church, Bellevue Baptist. And I had to go see security. I didn't have to. I could have gone out the door, but I'm not scared of the damn security. But I know I've gone around the world 80 days to answer your question, to respond. But, yes, they are their father, the devil, and you're right. You're absolutely right. I saw a video just the other day about a woman. She wasn't even trying to proselytize. He wasn't trying to, you know, recite scripture or anything, but they found out she was a Christian. And kids, little boys, 6, 8, 10 years old, were spitting on her, kicking her, janking her at her dress. They hate you. They hate you with a purple passion. Also, one of my favorite, and I'm going to shut up, probably my favorite apostle was the Apostle Paul. And I can't quote it. I know you can. But he said, if someone wants to brag about being a Jew, I can brag on you. I can top you. I'm a better Jew than you are. He said, I was born the royal family of Jews, not just a Jew, but the royal family. He was educated by this guy named Gamaliel, the way I pronounce it, he was like the Wernher von Braun of science, of rocketry. He was the man in those days as far as teacher. He had all these accolades. And then the Apostle Paul told these other Jews, I count all that as dung. I count all this Jew stuff as dung. It's for Jesus Christ. And I know I'm just paraphrasing. I know you could do a better job. But, yeah, we're facing the devil there. And one more thing, too, Will. It's no longer any doubt whatsoever. This country, this United States of America, we're going to talk about this a lot on the third hour, has been totally captured by the devil. The devil incarnate. These Jews, like Biscuit says, these Jews are their fault. They are the officer corps. Jews on earth are the devil's officer corps. They've got this country by the balls. They got it by the nose. They got us by the ass. They kick our ass every day. And now they don't even try to hide anymore, Will. They're open with it. Nope. Anybody in this mama can see this United States of America, these stupid little airhead Marines over there, bless their heart, being led to the slaughter for a bunch of Christ-hating Jews. I'm going way too long. I'm sorry, Will. Back to you, brother.
No, I love it. No, I'm going right with you, Eddie. You said you're speaking to my heart, buddy, and I know we're getting close to that next break, but I just, all of these folks, well, here we are. Just remember for these Judeo-Christians that your blessed Benjamin Netanyahu compared Jesus Christ to Genghis Khan, one of the most murderous men to ever live.
I predict they won't care. I'll be right back and I'll tell you why. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says he'd like other nations to help the U.S. open the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us, but, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
President Trump says the U.S. is considering winding down war in Iran, but that other nations must guard the Strait of Hormuz. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump has threatened to deploy immigration and customs enforcement agents to airports across the U.S. Correspondent John Scott reports.
President Trump writes on Truth Social, quote, "If the Democrats do not allow for just and proper security at our airports and elsewhere throughout our country, ICE will do the job far better than ever done before." The president's post added, quote, "I look forward to moving ICE in on Monday and have already told them to get ready. No more waiting, no more games." John Scott reporting.
The DHS shutdown has now lasted for more than a month. Democrats won't approve any funding for the department unless Republicans surrender to their demands to upend the popular mass deportation policies of the Trump administration. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm having so much fun today, and I've been through the mill of, I've had this, I guess you could call it a life-threatening thing going on, but it looks like I'm getting, I'm still alive. I really am. But we have a great day today, and we have a great, I'm telling you, Miss, well, I'll be calling Izzy and Lizzie, but Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, is helping keeping me straight. It's just a good time to be alive, and we have the great, my great little brother in arms, Will on. And Will's going to tell you once again about how much he loves Ted Cruz. But anyway, go ahead, Brother Will.
I have the misfortune of living in a state where Ted Cruz is one of our senators. The other senators are not much better. But regardless, this week, Ted Cruz, as many of our listeners probably saw, but this week, Ted Cruz went on record, not misquoted, nothing like that, went on record and in great detail that if you say Christ is king, then you are an anti-Semite. You are against the Jewish people if you say Christ is king. Now, I'm of the mindset, Eddie, that I'm an American. We're about to experience the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution and the official proclamation of this being a country. And if my history is correct, from what I remember being taught, is there was a rallying cry of no king but King Jesus and Christ is king. Thomas Paine put it in pamphlets. And in other words, it was a war cry of the colonial Americans that they were breaking away from King George, crying that they will have no king but King Jesus Christ is king. Now, according to Ted Cruz, if you say Christ is king, that's just a dog whistle that you're an anti-Semite. And he went into great detail of trying to explain his position on this. Now, this doesn't surprise me that Ted Cruz wouldn't understand that this was a Revolutionary War cry, and our people, the Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian, kindred people that founded this country, that they considered Christ to be king when they decided they were going to be Americans and unite these 13 colonies, because Ted Cruz isn't an American. And I want to just take a moment, Eddie, and talk about the nativity of Ted Cruz, whose name is Eduardo Cruz. First off, Ted Cruz is not an American. He was not born in America. He was born in Canada. And he was born in Canada to a Cuban father and a white American mother. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, surely he was an American citizen because his mother was American. Well, that's not true. You see, he didn't become an American citizen until he was like 11 years old when they came to Texas. His father was not an American citizen at the time that Ted Cruz was born. He was still some kind of Cuban exile. I don't really know what he was, but let me talk to you about Rafael Cruz, Ted Cruz's father. Rafael Cruz is a Cuban, and when Ted Cruz was running for president in 2012, a lot was said that, you know, he was this Cuban exile and Fidel Castro, and he, you know, he came to America for a better life and all this. Well, the real story is Rafael Cruz was a communist revolutionary. He fought alongside Castro and Castro's men, Che Guevara and that sort of thing, to overthrow Bautista. He was a communist. And after the communist regime change, where the communists took over, a little while later, a couple years later, he fled to Florida and lied to the American government saying that he was a Cuban exile fleeing the Communist Party that he helped put in place by taking up arms and fighting against the American-backed Bautista. So, in other words, Ted Cruz's father was a communist revolutionary who lied to get temporary status in the United States. And after he got that temporary status, Eddie, guess what? He used American taxpayer dollars to go to universities for free because we were trying to back these poor old Cuban exiles that were running away from communism. He became a petroleum engineer. And after he became a petroleum engineer, he ended up in the pipelines in Canada where his good old Senator Ted Cruz was born. Now, Ted Cruz lied to our face over and over and over again when he was running for president, saying he was an American citizen, that Canadian citizenship was a bunch of crap and a lot of lies against Democrats using against him or whatever. So a good reporter, a hardworking reporter, you know what? They got a hold of the equivalent of the Secretary of State up in Canada, and they wanted to know about Ted Cruz's citizenship. And you know what they said? They said if Ted Cruz was in a foreign country, anywhere there was a Canadian embassy, and he walked into a Canadian embassy, that he would be afforded all the rights and privileges of a Canadian because that's what he was, a Canadian citizen. And Ted Cruz, this senator who is telling us that Christ, you can't say Christ is king, that's un-American, that's anti-Semitic. Ted Cruz had to formally renounce his Canadian citizenship when he was in his 40s, because he had been a Canadian citizen that entire time. Now, this is a man who lied to Texans, who lied to Americans, saying that he was an American citizen, that he had, you know, this whole Canadian thing, it's just a bunch of lies, a bunch of conspiracy theories. Well, it wasn't. He was a Canadian citizen. He was a dual citizen. But more importantly, so the story of his father being a communist, Ted Cruz being a Canadian citizen, you stop and think about this. You know, if I were to tell you that there was a man running for president and his father was probably a communist, and we're really unsure if he was even born in this country, if he's really an American citizen, and his father was a person of color who married this black woman and had this half-breed kid, that sounds like I'm describing Barack Obama, doesn't it?
It most certainly does.
But I'm not. I'm describing Ted Cruz, the man who wants to preach to me and you and all the other American people, saying that if we see our King, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if we say Christ is King, then we're anti-Semitic. That we are speaking ill of the Jews if we say that. And he goes on to explain that this whole narrative that the Jews, the Sanhedrin, that they killed Jesus, well, Eddie, that's fake too. That's not true. It was the Romans who killed Jesus. It was the Romans who did that. I think in my scripture, I'm pretty confident that Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it and told the Sanhedrin that he couldn't find any fault in this man. He was innocent, but it was their Jewish custom to pick whomever they wanted to go to the cross, and they picked Jesus. Now, that's I'm fine. Not really sure.
Yeah. He's coming here once. And you know what they said? When he said, I washed Pontius Pilate says, I washed my hands of the matter. Let his blood be on your hands. You know what they said? They said, yes, let his blood be on us and on our children. If that doesn't sound like
that's
a curse, I don't know what it means. And I'll say it again. The Jews said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. And so that's exactly what it says. Go back
that
to
that is the blood libel. No, that is the blood libel. And they are now using sitting U.S. senators. You want to talk about bought and paid for. I can't imagine a bigger whore than Ted Cruz. To a sitting U.S. senator who proclaims to be a Christian, sitting in front of a news reporter and say, the Jews didn't kill Jesus. The Bible doesn't say that. The Romans killed Jesus. It was their court, their law. That's who did this. And to go, and I'm telling you, Eddie, I don't really know what to say other than you want to talk about workers of iniquity. And if you want to talk about the current state of American politics, and, you know, you get Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tom Massey and some of these guys that and gals that have served, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into Joe Kent or not, but if people think their vote actually counts anymore, if you think you're paying taxes actually means something, the Jewish power influence that is waged through organizations like AIPAC, And the dollars that are have bought and paid your elected officials, they are doing the bidding of one group of people. And it ain't us, Eddie. George Carlin, the comedian, had it. He had it right. There was one big club. Me and you, we're not in it. They are doing the bidding. I'm all over the map. I'm shotgunning this thing, Eddie. I'm sorry.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
But the thing that Joe Kent, and if people don't know Joe Kent was the director of the National Center for Counterterrorism, and Joe Kent was a Green Beret. He was a 11 combat tours in Africa.
Army Ranger.
He was with 5th Group up in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, just outside of Nashville. And his wife was an Army officer who was killed in an IED, and a Silver Star husband. You want to talk about an American patriot, a warrior. Joe Kent is a warrior. 45-year-old man, solid American patriot. And Joe Kent resigned his position. He resigned his position this week, and he cited the Israeli influence in our United States government. And Eddie, when we come back from break, I'm going to talk specifically about Joe Kent and the Pentagon when we get back.
Will do, will do. People, hold on to your seats. Don't stay going long because time is money, money is time. We got about 2 minutes.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. I tried to jump the gun right there. Me and old Will trying to make some strategic decisions there. I'll tell you what. Let me think. Let's play a little bit of the clip. And we're going to play a clip, folks, about MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about Joe Kent. And we're going to let Will have some, stuff he wants to tune in about. So if we wait, if you will, Lizzie, please play that clip, if you will.
A Gold Star husband who buried his wife after she was killed in a terrorist attack in Syria, a retired Green Beret who deployed to combat 11 times in 20 years, a CIA officer who spent his career hunting the people who attack Americans. And this week, he looked at what this administration is doing in Iran and said, "I cannot in good conscience support this." So he resigned. And within hours, the news broke that the FBI had been investigating him for months, not after his resignation, before it. They were already building a case against the one man who had the courage to tell the truth. His name is Joe Kent. Until Tuesday, he was the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, the agency responsible for coordinating every piece of terrorism intelligence in the United States. He reported directly to Tulsi Gabbard. He advised the president. He had access to the most classified information in the country, and he walked away from all of it because he could not stay silent while Americans are sent to fight a war he believes was started under false pretenses. Let me read you what he wrote in his resignation letter, because these words came from a man who has more combat experience than almost anyone in Washington. He addressed it directly to the president. He said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. He said it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. And then he reminded the president of his own words. He wrote, "You understood that the wars in the Middle East were a trap that robbed America of the precious lives of our patriots and depleted the wealth and prosperity of our nation." He was quoting the president's own campaign promises back to him in a resignation letter from inside his own administration. And then he said he could not support sending the next generation off to fight and die in a war that serves no benefit to the American people, nor justifies the cost of American lives. That is not a politician talking. That is a man who has carried caskets talking, a man who had to explain to his children why their mother was never coming home. And I said immediately what needed to be said. Joe Kent is a great American hero. God bless him and protect him, because I knew exactly what was coming next. Within hours, the White House turned on him. The president said he always thought Kent was weak on security. A former deputy chief of staff called him a crazed egomaniac. They said he was a known leaker. They said he had been cut out of presidential briefings. And then the news broke that the FBI had been investigating him for months for allegedly leaking classified information. Months before he even resigned. One source told Axios that Kent quit because he is under investigation and he knew it. They are trying to rewrite the story. They want you to believe this is about leaks, not about a man of conscience who refused to be part of.
Thank you so much. I think that goes on long. Thank you so much, Miss Lizzie, Miss Teenage America. That goes on longer, but I think we've got enough right now. We might play the rest of it in the second. You never know what we're going to do on Blood River Radio. But I'm going to go right back to Will. He's got some stuff he wants to add. And here's what I like to say, and Will mentioned this. What were these leaks that they're so? They keep telling me they've traced that the FBI was investigating Joe Kent for leaking something. So what did he leak that was so damning? And I told Will, if he hadn't leaked it, he would be a sorry SOB. So go back to you, Will. Tell the people what you know about
Joe
this
Kent.
Thing.
Yeah, Joe Kent, a man of conscience, which I'm going to tell you just a second what Marjorie Taylor Greene said there. I can't think of a better example of American patriotism and the American conscience than what Joe Kent has done, and this whole leaking mess that MTG was mentioning there. As it stands right now, it looks like where Joe Kent ran afoul of this current administration, which is nothing more than a puppet administration for the Israeli government. Is Joe Kent questioned at the lead up to this current Iran conflict that we're in? Joe Kent began to question why there was a presence of Israeli military officers stationed at the Pentagon, permanent station, and they were there at the permission, is my understanding, of the Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And with his permission, and they were calling shots. They were ordering your sons and daughters into harm's way, as if they were a part of the War Department. They were calling the shots, and Joe Kent found this out. And my understanding is he was just absolutely disgusted about it, and began to protest. And the leaking of this is that Joe Kent. If people follow the news cycle, a couple weeks ago we started hearing about this, that there were Israeli military officials stationed at the Pentagon prior to 3 weeks ago when this whole mess started in Iran. And that is what Joe Kent was pissed off about, Eddie, is that a foreign government, that their military was in our Pentagon calling the shots. And so when he writes his letter to President Trump, and he is, he's taking those very campaign promises that Trump told us, no foreign wars, no senseless Middle Eastern wars and that sort of thing. And he's telling the president, you have been trapped, that the Israeli intelligence machine has trapped you. And we are going to war with Iran, and they never posed a credible threat to the United States. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of red, white, and blue, rah-rah, stars and stripes people out there, Eddie, that, you know, they remember the hostage crisis in the 70s, and they remember the Shah being overthrown and the Ayatollah coming into power and all of that. We don't have enough time, Eddie, but that was all Mossad and the American CIA that made that happen. And they're just using the blood and treasure of our people to be in a perpetual state of war. And I say God bless Joe Kent. And I'm going to tell you, it is sincerely my prayer that God will hold him in his hands and keep him safe and secure through this, because a greater example of American patriotism I do not think I have seen. And I commend that man, Eddie. I commend him.
I do too. It, I commend you for coming up with those tidbits, because I'm getting all choked up because this infuriates me. And I'll address this again to my Judeo-Christian, pseudo-Christian audience out there, aka Southern Baptist, that you will put your stamp of approval on this. And I predict I would be surprised if the Southern Baptist type / Judeo-Christians would not side with President Trump on persecuting Joe Kent, because they are so blinded by Satan, the devil. We just read St. John 8:44. They are so imbued with the spirit of Satan. It's in their sinew. It's they being the Judeo-Christian. It's in their blood. It's in their bone. I say that they will say Joe Kent was an evil man. Anybody that would object to these Jews, I didn't know. I can't imagine having a bunch of Jews in the Pentagon calling the shots for American boys. And I'll throw this out there again. I know it probably gets old to a lot of people, and I'm going to go harken back to USS Liberty. The reason these Southern Baptist synagogue of Satan kicked me out of there. I'm going to harken back to the Liberty. I hope that there's never another USS Liberty type tragedy. But if there has to be, if God allows that to happen again, and the Jews do that again, and they butcher our servicemen, it could be, or even our citizens, Operation Northwoods. If that happens, I hope and pray that it's not the sons and daughters of red American Southerners like me and Will and Little Lizzie. I hope it's, it has to be. If you read me wrong, you'll be reading me wrong on purpose. If it has to be, if we have to sacrifice more to Moloch, to the sons of their father, the devil, let it be Judeo-Christian boys and girls. And let them, when they bring the dead body parts back out of a ship or a plane or whatever, and have to put them together like the sailors did from USS Liberty, where they had to go down the bowels of that ship and bring those body parts up in plastic bags, an eyeball here, a testicle there, and just bury them together because they were just blown all to hell. I hope they put them in the plastic bag and go over to the Judeo-Christian church and dump their body parts on the porch of the steps, just like a bunch of catfish, and say, here are your sons and daughters that have been blown all to hell by your precious chosen people, by the Chosenites. We know you won't care anyway. We can do anything we want to your sons and daughters because you worship us. You worship us as being the chosen people. I mean, I feel that way. I despise those people, Will. The people, we've run out of time for the first hour. We've got to transition to the second hour right now. We're going to pick up Don Wassel. We're going to do some cast football. I think Will's going to hang on for a second if he can. Be right back, folks.